All right, hello. Apologies for the delay here on the hour. The doors were locked outside, but we got in still. Very exciting. My name is Adam, and hold on, let's see. Will this work?
And my name is Rory.
Oh, hold on. I don't think that one's working. Let me try this one.
And my name is Rory.
Oh. Try this mic.
Hello.
There we go.
Oh, good. We're back. My name is Rory, and we are so happy to be back with you for our seventh semester.
Yeah, seventh semester. That is crazy, actually.
Wild. And they still lock us out and put us on digital. But that's okay.
That's all right.
That's okay.
It's fine. So, I'm sorry. We're really unprepared this week again because we were locked out of the building. But, hey. Let me plug this thing in, and we're going to get some tunes going for you. Rory, how was your break?
Oh, Adam, it was fabulous. I was just molding the minds of the youth as a substitute teacher. But I really have been unprepared for this snow that's come our way.
Oh, it's sadistic.
It is. And I went to bed last night, as one does. And when I woke up this morning, I felt like there was more snow in... more inconvenient places.
Yeah, again, I was walking around Union Station, my kind of new stomping grounds, if you will, and wow, I am climbing over, like, the sidewalks are just, like, packed ice now, which is probably why.
And there are some little elves coming in and doing that at night.
Yeah.
There are, because yesterday I think it was way better.
It's kind of like the night of the living dead out there. Everyone forgot how to walk, also, on the ice. No one's nimble. They're all kind of, like, walking as if they're about to go on all fours at all times. I'm cutting around them. I'm on the unwalked part of the snow. It's all frozen over at this point. And I'm just cutting by, kind of bragging about my agility and usefulness around them. But, yeah, it's tough out there. Oh, my gosh. The drummer is in the house.
And we have a drummer with us.
Yippee. Oh, God. We are lucky.
We are.
So, all right. Let's see what we're starting off with today.
Take us through your first few songs.
Yeah. Okay. First few songs. I'm going to start us off with these four here. We got Lonely People by America, which is a nice little intro, kind of like for all those people who are stuck in their frozen little houses right now. You're not lonely. Okay. You're with us. We're in your ear right now. Some Jessica Pratt, some Flowers for the Dead, which is the band that my former coworker now, Ella, is in. Shout out, Boredom Brew Barista. And Mind Days by Psychic Threes. Please do enjoy.
Thank you.
All right, we are back with our drummer behind us, the kind man who decided to let us in from the freezing cold because the university locked the door to the studio today.
And you know what? This campus really is a community.
It is. I've always said that.
That is the beautiful part
always,
of being here.
Always, always said that.
So, Adam, tell us about your songs.
Oh, my gosh, yes. So, basically, they were kind of picked randomly, if I'm going to be honest. I realized I haven't made, like, a true playlist in a very long time. I've listened to a lot of full albums, and that you're doing album of the day kind of thing this year, so I'm just trying to like rediscover some more stuff. But Lonely People by America and the Bushel Hyde song I heard over the holidays, like on the radio while driving,
because you listen to the radio.
Yeah,
wow.
I'll put it on the radio when I'm driving around, okay. If I don't want to yell, because to connect my phone to my car I have to yell at it, you know.
Oh,
famously
connect to Bluetooth.
Connect to phone, please. So I try to avoid that if at all possible. I'll listen to the radio. So that's where I found those two. And then Perfect View by Flowers for the Dead. Like I said, Flowers for the Dead. The lead singer is my old coworker, Brice, at the boarding room, Ella. But she's about to have her final performance with the band soon. So I'm going to try and go in February. They're playing in D.C.
Oh, fabulous.
So that could be a night. That could be a night.
That could be a night.
But she has a really, really wonderful voice. And I was very impressed because, you know, when people say, oh, I make music, I have a band, you kind of get really worried and scared.
No, when you sent me that album to listen to, I was like, uh-oh. Oh, okay.
Okay, your friend
I
made
will,
music.
Sure.
Okay, sure.
But it was really fabulous.
It was really
I felt
solid.
Like a parent who was discovering that their
talent.
Child was actually really talented.
You go to the, you know, you like go to the school play.
Yeah, you go to the recorder concert,
oh my
and they're
gosh,
blowing
they're
it out of
the
water.
Hell out of a hot cross buns.
Yes.
Who would have thought?
They nailing that ABC.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that was a good one. That was a good one.
And then
one.
Mind Days was, I was just looking through songs I had, like, because basically what I'll do when I'm making playlists for the week for this show is I'll just like a bunch of stuff that I've listened to throughout the week, and that one slipped through the cracks at some point and didn't make it onto X, Y, or Z thing from last season. So that one I scooped back up.
Perfect.
So I'm very excited. Tell me your songs that you're going to put up here. I'm thinking
Tried and True. Yeah, we're going to start with
Summer Sweat.
Tried and True by Ween. Just kind of came to me on one of my day lists, and she's vibrant. And then we have Summer Sweat by Hannah Cohen. She had an album that recently came out this summer.
Oh.
That's very similar to like Big Thief.
Sure.
Some slower energy, but this is one of the peppier ones. And then Dr. Dog and Miss Lauryn Hill.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Quite the lineup.
And then we'll be back after that with a message from the Sierra Club, probably.
Woo!
Really excited, guys. Keep on listening.
Time. misery my side. And I used to love him.
Who's got 'em? If you're worried about that class presentation, come on down to the Oral Communication Center, or OCC for short. We offer support for students who need help with the communication and public speaking skills. We're based in the Skinner Building in room 2117 from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. But if you need a little help in the afternoon, we're in McKeldin Library, room 2111 after 4 p.m. go to umd.mywconline.net to schedule an appointment, but walk-ins are always welcome. See you there.
Well, that was good. Very helpful. Sounded like it was recorded in 2010.
Guys, I have terrible, terrible news for everyone. Now that we've been moved over to the digital studio because they hate us here, even though we've been here for 7 seasons, it's fine. We've been locked away from our dear Sierra Club. You will never again hear the... You know what I'm saying? And I...
That was actually really good.
That was pretty good, right? I'm devastated. I'm really upset about it. But... Yeah, they don't have that folder on this computer in the digital studio. We're in the poverty studio.
We are.
Well, I say that, but both mics work.
Both? Well, 2 out of 3, which
hey,
is
better than 1 out of 3.
Me and Adam used to do couples yoga poses while we were speaking on these mics. Yeah. Just to share that
I was looking at the Kama Sutra, but that's fine.
The Kama Sutra?
You can do yoga. That's fine.
Be sure to check out the Oral Communication Center.
Is that what that was?
Yes.
I tuned out.
Really great resource.
I was
here.
Mourning the loss of, like, you know, the grizzly bears, sharks in the bay.
Right.
Other hits.
Right. You're such an environmental soul.
Well, I am.
I saw you throw plastic in a sewage drain the other day.
Okay, I don't like lies. I don't appreciate lies at all.
Who's one of those netted ones that really gets around the fish?
You know what's other? I really am committed to cutting those. I sit there, I snip to make sure there's not a single loop.
Do you actually?
I do. Wow. Listen, usually I'm great at that little yes and, but I'm going to stand up for myself. I cut the holes in those. That's my truth. I should not be called a polluter.
I don't think I've ever bought anything that requires one of those plastic.
Oh, look at her.
Those plastic
no beer
six
cans
pack.
For her. She gets the bottles.
No, I just hit the tap.
Can
we
talk about how
temple.
We were talking about, like, oh, like, we'll have a drink after this, and then now you've changed the plan to we're going to the gym. Like, the hell?
Well, I would be so game for a little...
Yeah, we are out of wine.
A little sippy sip, but...
Yeah. I'm going to go to the store tomorrow in my building, and I'm going to get a wine bottle.
Okay.
Just for some point in the weekend. Or maybe we can have it.
Yeah, we can rain check that.
We can rain check that.
That sounds good.
Oh, do they have one for next week? For sure. Because I'm not doing this 9 o'clock gym again. So I do need to figure out, like, when I'm going to go to the gym. Because now that I'm a working man, I don't want to wake up significantly earlier to go to the gym.
Yeah, so when do you leave?
I wake up at 7. I would leave at, like, 7:58-ish. 7:58-8.
So somewhere around 7:58?
Like, yeah, I guess.
Okay, that could you give me, like, a more precise time? Or?
I left at 7:50 today. And I left at 8:02 yesterday. And I was a little bit late yesterday by, like, 2 minutes, which I didn't like being so.
Oh.
The metro was also slow because of all the snow.
Yeah, the metro's been having.
But I was early today.
Wow.
New hire, hello.
Wow.
Bright and early. They haven't given me my security badge yet, so I had to, like, talk myself upstairs.
Mm.
And I'm like, guys, I was here yesterday. They're like, I don't remember you.
We don't recognize you.
So.
That must be because you got a really restful night of sleep and you looked rejuvenated.
Yeah. Also, I was wearing a big hat on my first day of work. I didn't take it off the whole day.
What kind of hat? Like an Easter Sunday hat?
Well, not when it's wide. It was more tall.
Like a horse race
like
hat?
Like a stovetop. Stovepipe. What's it called?
A stovetop. You were wearing a stovetop on your head?
Yeah, well, it would, like, warm up kind of periodically throughout my day.
Oh,
yeah,
very
and
nice.
I would cook meats on it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like hot pot?
Oh, I just did. I just did Korean barbecue for the first time over break. Hated it. I'm paying you $32 to sit here and cook my own food. And guess what? Guess how the food gets to you? Uncooked on a robot.
Yeah.
There's a robot like the one at IHOP, and it comes
just like
to you,
Denny's.
And it's playing Butter by BTS on a loop. Because Korea. And they bring you uncooked meat, and you have to do it. It's too hot. There's smoke everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it's way too warm. And all your clothes smell like Korean barbecue. And I'm stressing out because is the chicken cooked? I don't have a thermometer. I don't know. And it's a thick piece. And they're like, oh, but now I'm burning this. And me and Matthew were so stressed out about this.
Oh,
goddamn.
This sounds hard.
He treated me to dinner. The food was good. But at the end of the day, I left the cortisol spiked. Like, I was stressed out.
Yeah. When I went, I was a little bit confused. On whether or not we were just having meat the whole entire time.
Yeah,
and
we got a
few veggies.
And it
seems like that's the situation.
I also felt sick after because I ate too much meat.
I'm wondering how Korea would actually feel about.
They have this rule that if you have too many uneaten dishes, they charge you $10 a person.
Did you not have a purse or pockets or something?
They watch you. The robots have cameras.
Okay.
And they're watching.
Good to know. Good to know.
Guys, we have a few more songs for you. Four more songs. And we're going to launch them off. We have the song. It's an original song from last year called My San Francisco from the Plainclothes soundtrack, which is a really great underseen film. One of my favorites of last year, about a cop who catches gay guys like in bathrooms. Like, he lures them in the bathrooms and arrests them for being gay and exposing themselves. But then guess what? He is gay and falls for one of the guys that he's trying to arrest. But also, whenever you see his POV, it's done through, like, security camera footage. Because he's, like, you know, it's, like, the voyeurism, the surveillance state. And he feels like he's watching himself. It's very, very good. It's on movies.
Well, you just spoiled the whole movie for me. I was going to go watch a gay cop in the bathroom. Well, and now I can't.
Yes, you can. That's just the one part of it.
Okay.
It's so good. Anyways, the song's great. It plays with the credits. It made me sad. And then Riding to the Sun by the Velvet Underground. And Swim and Sleep by a New Metal Orchestra. And then one final song from Rory, Soak Up the Sun by Sheryl Crow.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm huge on this. What a good pick. All right, guys. Thanks for stopping in with us today. Maybe we'll pop back on for another segment to say hi. Or maybe we won't. Who knows? We'll be here next week. And hopefully the door will be unlocked and we're going to be on time.
And happy final semester.
Yeah. Enjoy your first day of school on Monday now.
Yeah. Soak up the sun. We're going to soak up every last minute. With our dear listeners.
That is correct. Love you guys.
Bye.
Stay on. I'm
myself.